tried to maintain contact with him, and when he went to prison, I tried to help him while he was in prison. And then at a certain point, he called me up and demanded money, was very demanding of a large sum of money, and of course I didn't have that, and I was turned off by the way he demanded it. And then the next thing I heard through the grapevine, trying to keep tabs on what was happening to him, was that he had been killed. It wasn't until years later that I found out that he wasn't actually killed, that they convicted him of new sexual molestation charges and sent him to a special prison for sexual molesters where he got a life sentence. And then people that had actually been in contact with him said that he had renounced Christianity and gone back to Satanism. So that's where he's at right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Haynes, what have you been up to?
I've been doing some research. Have you ever heard about a man named John Todd?
I think so. John Todd passed away on the 10th of November 2007 in the Behavioral Disorder Treatment Unit, which is overseen by the FC Department of Mental Health, right?
Wrong, I'm afraid. Evidence now suggests that he was killed by the Illuminati as early as 1979 after being labeled a heretic by the New World Satanic Witchcraft Religion.
Okay. But how did you find this out?
Well, it seemed to me that a lot of the details he relates to, in terms of living the Illuminati life as a generational Luciferian, was too close to my own knowledge to be ignored. So after doing some research, I found a website that speaks about this in detail. Let me read to you exactly what it says. A guy named Steve Hoffer was a John Todd promoter of sorts on campus. He would spend his time passing out cassette tapes and promotional materials to the students there. I saw him last in the fall of 79. He had a letter he claimed was from John's wife, and it informed him that John had been killed late that fall. In the letter, he was warned that he could be in danger because he had some close relationship, at least by mail, with the Todds. He left for home on Christmas break but never showed up there. His car was found abandoned in Cincinnati about 2 weeks later. He was found dead in May of 1980. He was found a few miles outside Lynchburg, tied to a tree and garroted in classic style. His body was still hanging there. As you may know, this is a special and historic method of death. It is the death of a heretic. Todd was killed in late 79. His wife sent Steve a letter within weeks, and Steve was dead by the third week in December 79. They are related killings.